The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever bet your wife you can balance a park bench on your chin, you're probably our kind of listener. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. So let's go to Indy and talk to our old pal, Charlie.
Hey, what's up, Farrell? How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
So the Titans actually seem like they're a team without Derrick Henry. And how well do you think we can keep going? Do you think that we actually have a shot to win the number one seed, or what do you think will fall off?
I mean, I think they do have a chance to end up with the number one seed. And either way, they're making the playoffs. And look, I think at some point, the Derrick Henry injury will catch up with them. At some point, it's going to be their undoing. At some point, when they get into the playoffs, or let's say, for instance, in a tight game, they're not going to be able to run the ball with Peterson. And I think Peterson's good, but he can be stopped in a playoff game by a good defense. I don't care who you are. And no one can really, at this point in his career, stop Derrick Henry. No one can stop him. You can hope to stop him, hope to contain him, hope to shut him down a little. But you know there's still going to be some blood when you deal with that monster running the ball. I don't think that there's that fear of God in anybody for Peterson anymore. They respect him. They know he's capable. But I don't think he puts the fear of God in anybody anymore. And at some level, I think it catches up to him. I think they're a really good team. I think they have a good defense. I think they have a good quarterback. I think they have a good coach. I think they have everything ducks in a row. They know what they're doing. They're going to win that division. And I think they're going to win this week, too. And I think they play great defense. And it is what it is. You cannot lose that guy and just expect it to be a rose garden forever. At some point, you lose a superstar player, and it's going to hurt you. So I still think you haven't seen it rear its ugly head yet. I think that, you know, they went out and won games, and you guys are like, man, we got it all figured out. And I don't think you do. I think that I think Vrabel knows it's an issue to deal with down the road. What are you going to do when someone stops him? Are you going to throw the whole game? To who? All them receivers that never play anymore? They got bigger fish to fry than worrying about Derrick Henry, because they already know he's not playing. They already know he's not coming back. So it is what it is. I mean, what are you going to do about it? Talk about it every day for the rest of your life, drive people nuts? I don't think it's a good idea. They need to focus on winning football games as is. And believe me, you, that won't be their last injury. They're not going to just have, this is the NFL, pain day. There's not going to be any just, you know, one guy gets injured the whole year. That's crazy. I mean, one guy gets injured an hour, one an hour in every team in the league. So we all know that Derrick Henry's not the only injury they're going to have. But believe me, every week there's a new slew of injuries. But do I think – I think the division's over. I think that they've already – you know, they've taken it to a whole nother level. And honestly, they – you know, no one can touch them in terms of in that South. I think that's a done deal. I mean, it's there. It is what it is. I do want to just look at it now. I mean, in terms of they're 8-2, Indy's 5-5. I mean, Jacksonville and Houston both suck. I mean, it's over. They're already in. And then as far as best in the league, they still are at 8-2 over Buffalo. And it's amazing to me that Kansas City's back on top in the West. It really is, because they were, you know, playing terrible, and now all of a sudden they're in first place again. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 159, our new home. We were on 204. Now we're on 159. So go change the channel. Anyway, we're on Mightier 1090 in San Diego. Ner te yawana, do yawana. And Sports Map Radio in H-Town, Sports Byline in San Francisco City. So Armed Forces, hoo-bah. And good to see you on the bench, waxing up poetically. I'm Uncle Futrelli, Pharrell, otherwise known as. And then you got the famous Mafia Man. Mafia is running it tonight. He's got it all under control. So, still a 6-point Indiana lead, and the number was 6. Now, I know, I'm pretty sure it went down, right? Because wasn't it 6.5 in the books or whatever? I mean, it was, you know, today it was 6. I got St. John's at 6. They're down 5 right now with 5:40 left. So we'll see if they have one more run in them, the Storm, to see if they have one more run in them or if they're finished. You know, bottom line is they've stalled a little bit after they were 2 down. They've stalled and they're 5 down. And I actually think they've taken some bad shots. And I also think Indiana's talking too much. They're getting in arguments, fights on the floor. They got to chill out. Get a hold of yourself.
You're listening to Sports Grid, the home of the winning edge, carrying on the fine tradition of sports gaming from all the way back to ancient Rome. But they never had a mobile app. So count your blessings, Sporto. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
Indiana's getting some nice calls down the stretch here, Mafia. I don't know if you're watching that game, but that, I mean, come on, that's an and one. That's a bucket and a foul and go to the line. And they just gave it, I mean, Brown was just, he was moving like a car. And they gave him a charge. They gave St. John's the charge and no bucket. Are you kidding me? I mean, this, you know, these refs, I mean, they're just constantly getting in the way of good games. They ruin everything. They really do. It's so bad that it bleeds down to my level where I play and all over New York or whatever. And we just don't, I swear to God, we don't even talk to the refs. We have, as a team, we have decided and gone in the direction of ever. We just never say anything to them. They don't know what to do when you don't give them crap. They don't know what to do when you don't say a word. Every call, we just walk away. Every call, we're just guilty. We don't even, they're never wrong. We don't question balls that go out of bounds or anything. We don't say anything to them ever except great job tonight when we're leaving with another win. And you know what? The problem is all these other teams scream and yell. They all scream and yell at the refs. Blame the refs for everything. They never lose. The game was taken from them against us because of the refs. They all say that we get all the calls. Meanwhile, we got guys that are 6'8 going to the 10 because they can and they dunk. Okay, so we get calls because you can't stop them. So the only way to stop a bull in a China shop is to kill it. So every time our bigs go to the 10, they get fouled and one left and right. I mean, left and right. So don't talk to the refs. It'll be helpful for you to focus on. We just focus on, you know, getting the ball in the basket, scoring every time down. Let's get a bucket. Let's get a good look. Let's get a good shot. Let's go. And I think that's one of the keys to our success. We just, if they call foul on you, you're guilty. It's over. They never, when have you ever seen a ref change his mind in anything? They're never wrong, even when they're wrong. You understand? When replay says they're wrong, they don't know what to think. They just are like, don't put the camera on me. Because they are all vain. I mean, every one of them. They all think the people are there to watch them. Sadly mistaken, you simpleton. No one gives a rat's ass about you. I sleep better at night not talking to refs. I only am nice to them now. I say hi and bye. Great job. Good to see you. How's everything? Boom, boom, boom. And, oh, there's violence in that game tonight. Wow, that was a violent, flagrant ejection from Mathis. Mathis of St. John's thrown out of the game tonight in Bloomington. Obviously, I missed that, but he raked a guy going to the basket. It looked just like me tonight, raking that guy to the floor with a body slam. I mean, I admire that kid. Nice job. He's not having it, not having dunks and layups on his watch. He's in charge of the Fort Apache. Let's go. Got to handle your business. No questions asked. And I mean it. I mean, that guy right there, I don't know if you saw him, but he was like, this dunk is not happening on my watch.
I just saw the same replay. I mean, it's one thing to try to stop the guy. You smack him in the head. You grab him and pull him down. Like, that was just obvious. It wasn't even like he was trying to hide it, like trying to make some kind of, you know, fake basketball play on it. Like, he literally was going by the guy, just grabbed his arm and yanked him down while he was jumping in the air.
It was premeditated. He planned it. He knew, like, he's like, I'm back. I'm the only guy back. This guy is not dunking on me. I'm going to kill him. And he body shamed him. He just did a full on. He dropped him off the top of a 10-story building in Manhattan right on the cement. Just killed him. I mean, he leveled this dude, this sophomore. The kid's from Indiana. I think he's from Evansville or something like that.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Basketball.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's a one-point game.
They just drained a three from the right corner.
Listen, if they lose this game, I will not be surprised at all. But what I need them to do is win and have St. John's lose by five. Because I'm getting six. I need Indiana to win by no less than six.
They'll probably come back and win this. The way this Gavin Games was going, the first 2 days was all the Big East. And then today, it's been a bunch of the Big Ten teams come back and winning, so they'll probably sneak it out.
I have to look and see, actually. I'm trying to read all your emails right now. I can't do that. It's not ideal. But let me just say, let's look at these basketball games tonight, right? The ranked games. UCLA leads North Florida 55-33 at the half. UConn blew out by 53 points, Long Island. George Mason beat Maryland. I had George Mason covering. And Baylor big, gigantic over Central Arkansas. Arkansas won by 13. They were laying 13. Arkansas, 13.5. I laid 13.5. I didn't cover. Damn. Texas over Northern Colorado, 62-49. Those were the top 25 games. As for everything else, right now, I believe it's Indiana by 3, 73-70. I'm looking for scores. Loyola Marymount up 60-41. Little Rock. Florida State by 5 over Tulane. I hit both ends of that. Stanford covered the 13. They won by 14 over Valparaiso. UConn, I told you big. Michigan State 73-52 over Butler. St. Joe's lost to Drexel. There you go, by 3. Fail. Dayton lost to Lipscomb. That's crazy. And they got blown out 78-59. Harvard beats Albany. And your boy, Coppin State. A big winner over Loyola Maryland, 71-49. Princeton blew out Marist. There you go. And Arkansas by 13. I told you over Northern Iowa. And let's see. So that game, VCU and Vanderbilt was tonight. Wow, VCU did go in there and beat them. Not only that, they kicked their ass. I couldn't have been more wrong about that game. K-State a winner, 79-64 over Omaha. Oak State, 74-68 over NC State. They were only getting 3.5. They didn't. NC State didn't cover. And then that's it. Those are all the games. So, that's in college basketball at the very least. Give you an idea of the NBA. At the very least, let's just leave it at this. Going on right now, Suns up 2 on the Mavs in the third. It's evolving. And then the Blazers getting rocked by the Bulls. I'm on the Bulls to win, Suns to win, Mavs to cover. All Bulls in this game. I gave the Blazers, I believe, no love. I went all Bulls there. And, wow. I'm just looking at all the games tonight. I'll get into all of them, but in terms of finals, the Heat beat the Pelicans, the Magic beat the Knicks, Bucks beat the Lakers. The Hornets beat the Wizards in Charlotte. Pistons upset the Pacers. Hawks beat the Celtics in Atlanta. Nets by 10 over the Cavs. Too bad I was getting 10.5. Shake out. I had the T-Wolves laying against the Kings. They got it, did it. So did the Thunder at home. I laid it. It's for on the bench. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
End of this Indiana game, 75-72 Hoosiers. 21 seconds left. St. John's inbounds the ball down 3. They need a 3 or a foul and an and one. Let's go. You're going to get a little drive. Now you're going to kick out, try to get the easy bucket, and you get it. Now it's a 1-point game with 11 seconds left and another timeout. A good wing shot there. Champagne with a beauty. Clean, all net. They're giving Indiana fits tonight in Bloomington. I told you they would. I was on Indiana to win and St. John's to cover to 6. And I'm a Hoosier fanatic. I love the Hoosiers. But, you know, they just haven't had the results. I said today on Coast to Coast, I mean, I think the best thing they could do is get Mike Woodson, because the bottom line is he's gonna do well there. And they just have not been doing well. They don't win. They don't go to the NCAA tournament. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And, you know, I don't think Kentucky has the same problem, but I think they have a problem. I mean, they have not been winning games at the clip they're used to. They're not winning big games at all. And I think that I said this before, that it's, you know, it's starting to unravel in Lexington. It has been a while since John Calipari did anything in Lexington. And I don't deny he's done great things in Lexington. But, I mean, right now, it's in the mud. It's stuck in the mud because they're not doing great things. They're not winning big games. That's it. And, I mean, you don't even go to the tournament. You go and you lose. I mean, if you don't produce at some level, they're going to fire you at Kentucky. I mean, because people are not going to put up with it. They will not put up with it. They will not put up with losing at LSU in football. They will not put up with it. They just don't. They cut that right off. They're like, all right, we owe you a ton of money. Here's your ton of money. Now get the F out. Thank you. Bye. It's been real. See ya. Thanks so much for your service. You know, it is what it is. Sometimes you got to be brutal when you assess things and make changes. And sometimes it works for the best and sometimes it doesn't. But you can't sit on the couch all day expecting to win titles just because you got, frankly, all the great recruits that go there to play one and done. That's how he runs his program, one and done. And now, I mean, they would offer him the world to coach at, you know, St. John's or someplace. They'd offer him, he'll get offered the world. And that's all there is to it. And I actually don't believe, and I know they, no one says this, and I know that he's comfortable in his own skin. I think that it's the beginning of the end for not only him, but Calipari. I think the writing's on the wall for me with Pete Carroll in Seattle. I mean, how many games are you going to lose? And then they'll blame it on his injury, his pinky or whatever that broke and shattered in a couple of places. They had to get pins in it on, I guess, obviously on my watch. It is what it is. And, you know, who knows? Who knows how that'll play out? Mafia, what do you think happens here? Up two. Here we go. St. John's with a ball. 3 seconds left. Going to turn it over. No, they're going to get a last-second bomb. Brick. Indiana, the rebound, game over. Indiana wins by two. I had the double. Cover!
Oh, what an awful play. What the hell was that? I mean, you basically, I know you do the dribble, a handoff. He brought his defender right to him for a double team in the corner. The guy almost lost it and then chucked up a shot that was just terrible. And he didn't even have to at that point. They still had 2 seconds. Could have got another pass to someone else. That was the bad finish to that game for them.
So
great game, but
now do I go back to the NBA? I think that would kind of be appropriate. Let's see what happens. I had that Suns game going. You convinced me to turn on the Hoosiers, which I'm glad you did. There's no doubt it was important. But I love the bet that I had there. I'm very happy with that. How about this? Today I took Dallas and the 8-point spread against the Suns. Right now in the third with 6 minutes to go, Dallas leads Phoenix by 4. And I said today on Coast to Coast, they're doing it in the Valley. They're doing it in the Valley, and they're doing it without Luka Doncic, right? So that's a great bet. Now, there's a lot of basketball to be played in this game. Don't be fooled. But at some level, it would appear to me that Brunson's done a good job, and they lead this game. Right now, they just shot an air ball. Porzingis shot a brick. Like, I mean, he missed the entire backboard. He missed the rim, the backboard, everything. He probably chipped some lady's tooth in the front row. So, anyway, a lot of good bets tonight in the NBA, Carver High. I told you who won the games, but I have to tell you, you know, I took the Bulls outright. They're up 71-54 on the Blazers with 8 minutes left in the third. They're gonna win that game. The Heat 113-98 over the Pelicans. I hit that game. Money line spread. Knicks Magic. I took the Magic and 11.5. They won the game outright. They seem to be living rent free in the Knicks' head. The only team that can dance on the Knicks is the Orlando Magic. Go figure. I mean, go figure. Huh? So there you go. And that was 104-98, the Magic putting it on the Knicks. You got to remember, they just played them the other day, right? A few days ago, it was all over the newspaper. They ran up the score, and they beat the hell out of them. And then the very next day, they played him again, man. The police made him take down all the signs, and the police made him they filed criminal charges against them. They all are facing prison time for plotting. They took out the liquids. They took out whatever we can put in our bodies liquid-wise, and then they'll pair it up with – they'll sink it with a dinner. That's what will happen tonight. And then I got a game. I do have a huge game. Now, remember, it is for coming up on Thanksgiving. I heard, Mafia, that it's become apparent that there are no turkeys available and that everybody's fighting for turkeys at the store. Meanwhile, everything at the store now costs $1 million, everything. I mean, a stick of butter is $1 million. What are you going to do? Like, inflation's so bad right now, you can't even eat. The food is too expensive. Like, I mean, everything you touch is like, if you buy a steak, one steak to eat yourself, like a, you know, I don't know, maybe you're going to do a tomahawk. Maybe you're going to do a New York strip. Maybe you're going to do a filet mignon, your boy, filet mignon. And then, I mean, they're all making money. Everybody's got to have a piece of it, right? Mafia. Everybody's got to have a piece. Anyway, I said today I like Derek Brunson. I like the burn he gets. I think he does a good job. Anyway, I want to look at these games in terms of beyond the Magic. The Magic do seem to have their number, though, the Knicks. Bucks 109-102 over the Lakers. They won by 7. I had 7.5. The double cover. The Hornets beat the Wizards by 10 in Charlotte. Good for them. I thought the Wizards would win the game. I can't believe it. The Hornets are starting to play for real ball again for a second time. They opened the season with a great streak and a hot streak. And now I'm home from my basketball game. I eat before I go to the game. Then after the game, I just drink liquids, tons of them. And then my wife takes my daughter to, you know, raise hell. I don't know where she's going. Raising hell. And that is what it is. You got to let them do whatever. They got friends now. She's like a teenager, man. She is just out rocking. So that score, Hornets 97-87 over the Wizards. The Pistons beat the Pacers. God, I have seen it all. Celtics by 11. I think the Hawks were, that's easy cover. They were laying 4. That was my number 3 play. Every day, if you're a member of PharrellOnABench.com, you get the picks. So you'll love it. And it's dirt cheap. All the football picks are up for the week, too. Everything. You know, you had it all going. Today's Wednesday games, tomorrow's games, Friday's games, Saturday's game. I mean, there are more football games on this week. And how about this? Prime time. For you know, in Indy, and that great steakhouse. I mean, it's just awesome. Bottom line is, Mafia, what do you think? I should go. I think I should eat at places like that every day of my life. I think I should. I think I should actually do that. Eat at a fancy steakhouse every day of my life. Do you think I would die if I ate steak every day of my life?
Yeah, you would absolutely die. Your cholesterol and blood pressure will be through the roof in about a month, but it would be a good month. I'm sure it'd be very, very, enticing, a much happier life.
So Hawks, 110-99, they laid 4 and covered. The Nets beat the Cavs by 10. Too bad I had 10 and a hook, you lose. I had the T-Wolves, they covered, and I had the Thunder, and they covered. I mean, honestly, with as many bets as I hit in like the NBA, NHL every day, I mean, somebody should just start buying me steaks and fancy dinners. And frankly, large, endless, bottomless pits of popcorn so I could just have butter all over my face.
It's a jungle out there.
So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed.
That's where we come in.
Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, Farrell on the Bench. So, 67-63 Dallas. I would love to see them cover that number tonight, let alone win. I mean, I might keel over if they win. I was just watching Reggie Bullock. You know, I never realized what Elfrid Payton and Reggie Bullock brought to the Knicks, because I thought they both kind of, at some level, you know, were decent at best. But it was clear to me now it's their defense. They are savages defensively. I mean, they guard the perimeter like dogs. I mean, they're violent. They're violent. They're just flesh-eating dogs. And they – I mean, they're Cujo. They play defense all physical and violent and nasty. And, you know, Fournier and Kemba Walker don't do that. They don't play defense. They just shoot. That's it. So now I see why they don't play good defense the Knicks anymore. It's because they lost those two guys. Because I realize now that they were there for defensive purposes for Thibodeau. And now he lost them, and he's got these two guys that don't play any defense. So everybody's, you know, been able to do whatever they want on the perimeter to the Knicks. They've been able to score threes. They've been able to dribble drive, penetrate, kick, you know, dimes to people in the low block. A lot of things happen when you get past that perimeter D, when you get inside and you get in the paint and you get some space. I think, you know, basketball is a game of space, spacing, movement, cutting, screening, finding guys, you know, attacking the basket. And I think it's a beautiful thing seeing it. And then the other key to the game is defense, obviously, is, you know, maybe even more important is defensively being able to stop teams. And I see that like lacking. It's lacking now on the Knicks. I really feel that way. Do you see that, Mafia? Do you see them different defensively than last year when they were the fourth seed in the East?
Yeah, I think the defense isn't nearly as tough. I think that, you know, the offense is flowing a little better. Obviously, you get a little more threes out of those guys of Kemba and Fournier than you get from, you know, Bullock and the others that left. But the problem is, like you said, you know, when you're not still an offensive juggernaut, it's going to put up 120 points a game, and there's going to be games you have to scrap out like they did against the Pacers the other day. You need to be able to shut guys down, and it's going to be a struggle with those guys out on the perimeter there when you got Derrick Rose, Fournier, Walker. You know, Fournier isn't a big defender. The other guys are getting old. You know, it's tough to have them shut down the main guy and stop the offense and not let those guys get open. That's going to be a big thing for them. And Randall really needs to get back in his own game, too. You know, the reason they lost tonight is because the guy shot 11 shots and 10 of them were threes. I know he could shoot from out there, but, bro, you're forward. Get in the damn paint. What are you doing?
I think that the Nets problem, as I talked about on Coast to Coast, is no Kyrie Irving. That's their problem, because, you know, I hear all the time Joe Harris is injured, so that's why they're not. I'm not buying that. It's not Joe Harris. White boy Harris, who can't hit a shot in the playoffs. It's that Kyrie Irving is not on that team.
Yeah, because when you have Kyrie not there, you know, you have all these other guys playing roles they shouldn't be playing. They're playing extra minutes, playing, you know, more a big part of the offense. And you get to see that that's not who they are. They're not available to do that. They're good in short spurts. You can't have them play these longer roles. It's going to drain them. They don't have the depth to be able to fill in that role, to be able to take over and do enough to make that happen. So now that these guys are doing that, they're exposing them. Some of them are getting hurt. Some are slow. You know, you talked about Blake Griffin with, you know, Coach Young just looking – he's 5 years old than he did at the end of last season. You got Aldridge, who's old. There's a lot of old guys that are on that, you know, bench there that are in that second unit, and those guys coming out in the deeper part of it that now have to play a lot more minutes with Kyrie not there, and they have to play even more minutes when inevitably, you know, Durant and Harden get hurt because they have to put everything on their shoulders, and you lose some of the defense, you know, not necessarily with Kyrie not being there, but, you know, when you lost Green – he was a guy that was there to make up for a lot of the defensive deficiencies of these other players, and now they're getting exposed because Joe Harris is a nice shooter. He's not a great defender. Harden plays no defense whatsoever. You know, Durant can play D when he wants to, but he's getting old. He's slower. So now that you're putting a bigger role on all these guys that you didn't want to have to do that with because you can't afford better players because of all the money you're paying those three, the ugly warts start to show a lot earlier.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. In the NHL tonight, I told you before about the smoke crack team against the Blackhawks. Seattle is losing 2-0 right now, going to the third period. And then the Avalanche have a lead in Vancouver 3-2 with 30 seconds left. As you know, I bet on the Avalanche tonight on the road in Vancouver. Maybe they're going to start playing better hockey. You know what I mean? They've been, I think, kind of weak. And the Caps and Kings are in the second period with 12 minutes left. No score in Lipstick City. What do you think of the Staples changing the name to the Crypto.com Arena?
I hate it. I mean, I understand. It's not like Staples is this huge company that's, you know, thriving like they were back in the day when they probably started this. So, you know, a lot of these companies now, it's about saving money in the pandemic or as their company, you know, as their profits go down. But that's one of those things that is iconic. You know it as a Staples Center. It's been that like that forever. So to see it go not only to some other company, to some, you know, flash in the pan cryptocurrency thing that maybe that's the future. I don't know. I haven't still gotten on board with it. But to see something like that where it's just some, you know, I hate when it's website stuff, .coms or these other things. You get these bowl games that have ridiculous names. It just stinks, you know. The naming rights are such a big thing for the teams, but when they change back and forth over and over, you lose the iconicness of some of these buildings because they have 10 different names in, you know, the 20 years you watch.
Well, how about it's the most expensive naming rights deal in the history of sports? And so you got to be doing something right.
Oh, yeah, they're making tons of money. Like,
if you're making tons of money and you've pulled it off, like the crypto people have pulled this off, that's amazing. But they had to pay through the nose to do it, right? So it was the most expensive naming right deal ever. So what are you going to do? You're just going to do it. You're going to take the money and you're going to do it. Because at the end of the day, who gives a rat's ass about Staples anyway? You know, the other day my wife said to me, I said something about something with, you know, regards to like, you know, what they do at Staples. I needed something like ink or I needed pens. I needed something. And she's like, oh, I needed a notebook. And she said, you know, like a reporter notebook. And she said, why don't you go to Staples? And I was like, I'd rather drive a nail through my hand than go to Staples. Like, can you imagine? Mavi, you know, I'm not going shopping. Like, I, you know, what do you mean? I remember, do you remember when they made me like sports grade go get a computer? I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, go get a laptop like everyone else. I'm like, I'm not really like everyone else. What do you want me to buy a computer for? Like, what? And it wasn't because at all, you know, I'm not cheap. I am the last person that's cheap. I spend more money than God. So here's the deal. My problem, as Mafia knows, is going to do it.
Yep. It's
going to do it. I don't have a problem spending a grand or whatever on a laptop. I have a problem going to do it. I don't have a problem driving my kids to places. I just have a problem doing it. Like they asked me to take them somewhere and I'm like, oh Jesus Christ, oh, you gotta be. I'm such a D about things. Like I had to take my son to basketball tonight. Meanwhile, I had a basketball game, so that was like interfering with my basketball game. But every Wednesday, I do the same thing. I take him to his game, and then I go to mine. But I still complain every time. He's like, you got to take
me. You know, that probably didn't go over too well.
He goes, you got to take me to my run. I go, oh, holy sh! And he's like, dude, every week you do the same thing. And I'm like, just stay out of my misery, would you? And then my wife, 34C legend, she says all the time, you're a P because all you do is complain about everything, about having to do anything ever. She said, go to Staples. I'm like, yeah, I'd rather write on my hand than go to Staples and get a notebook. But why don't you go do it for me? How's that for a plan? You got to pick up some ink. then grab me a notebook while you're there. She's like, I run errands all day long. I'm like, you're really good at it too. I got to tell you, I am blown away by your patience and ability to run 5 million errands a week, because she tells me all I do is work and watch sports. And I'm like, you know, I got that market cornered. I do have that market cornered. And Mavi knows I get this heat all the time. Like, you do nothing. You're a horrible human being and a horrible father. I'm like, I know. And I've got that market cornered too. I'm just like, but I do, you know, I pay for everything. And I'm like, they live the life of Riley. But then they tell me I'm a D. And it all started with, you go to Staples and get a notebook. I'm just like, no, thanks. I think I'll just stay here, and I'll be in the backyard picking up 30 pounds of dog shack. And when she sits out there watching me pick up dog shack, I'm always like, hey, are you noticing this at all? Like, do you see me? Or am I here? Am I invisible? Am I a figment of your imagination? Am I a ghost? Am I a phenomena? Am I a mystery? Because I'm actually out here picking up dog cable, 30 pounds of it every week, 30 pounds of dog cable. Now pick that up and stick it in your car and drive it down to the dump and see how your day goes. And it's, you know, I prefer that over going to Staples. As you know, Mafia, it's true.
It is definitely true.
I'm a horrible.
Listen, don't you miss it? Like back in the day, like, you know, luckily in New York, we have the MSG Madison Square Garden. It's never going to change. But like for you, you know, the Igloo in Pittsburgh, now since they built the new one, the console, PPG, like, the Superdome in New Orleans, not the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Like, they change these things all the time, and it takes away from you. You don't have that anymore with the iconic buildings. And Staples Center is another one that's down the drain.
You know what? Here's another one for you. You bring up the Igloo. So I'm staying at the hotel right next to the Igloo in Pittsburgh for the Steeler game this weekend. And I can't believe this is true, but so they tore it down, right? They tore down the legendary Igloo, the Great Arena, and it's gone. It looked like a big spaceship before. And they tore it down. And all that's there now is like a bunch of dirt and like tractors. I'm 100 yards from the old Igloo. I'm staying at this hotel right there, right by the U.S. Steel building. And I'm like, could they have not, like, you know, when they tore it down after they built the new arena, which is right across the street, the PPG is right across the street. I'm like, you know, maybe... This is what I said, like, publicly. I was like, you think anyone could have, like, cleaned up the, you know, when they tore it down and everything? Do you really just leave the tractors there? There's, like, all these digging tractors there that are just sitting there. I'm like, they tore this thing down, like, 8 years ago. I mean, they never, like, took away the tractors. I'm like, what are they doing? And no one had an answer for me. Like, are they building something there, or is it just a bunch of tractors in a graveyard? I mean, it was so sad to me with the Igloo gone.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
So, Mafia, today I actually... I was so tired that I found myself literally falling asleep while standing up. And I was like, and I had to do a lot of things today. I had a lot of things going on. A couple times during the day, I noticed that I was just ready to go to sleep. And I think maybe even during Coast to Coast, I was very tired. Then I went and had dinner, and I played in the basketball game. I noticed at the basketball game, I was, let's just say, unsteady. Like, a couple times I was running, and I was like, I don't think I should be running right now. I was like, I'm not sure if I can run right now, because I think I might fall down, like just fall over and go to bed. Like, I was was really tired. Like, I was old and tired. And I was like, I don't want to run. And I also don't want to be at the DMV. And I was at the DMV. What a nightmare. What a nightmare that place is. I hope the DMV in New Jersey, just can I get this out there? I hope you rot in hell, all every one of you that works there. I rot in hell, okay? That place is Satan's living room, the DMV. Honestly, Murphy, the governor, if you've never done anything right in your life, fix that problem. Fix that problem. Don't worry about taxes. You already do us enough. You already ruin our lives enough. You're a thief. At least fix the DMV. What a bunch of morons they got running that place. I mean, it is Idiotville. I have never been around more idiots in my life. I mean, they made me start over 3 times today. And every time they made me start over, I had to go to the back of the line again, 30 deep. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? You should have heard my language at this place. The cop said, you had a foul mouth. They go, you haven't heard anything yet. I'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast.